I am the ascended master, Sanat Kumara. I come to give you a teaching that goes far beyond the borders of Korea. So far, we have talked about what you can do to make calls on the fallen beings in Korea, South Korea, North Korea, or even in the region here in Asia. Nevertheless, this in itself is not enough to bring forth the golden age in Korea or even on a planetary level. And therefore, given my role of having come to Earth and held the balance for this planet for such a long time, I hold the position in hierarchy where it is possible for me to bring forth the judgment of certain fallen beings who are standing in the way of the manifestation of the Golden Age on a planetary basis. The reason we are bringing this forth here is precisely because the divided Korea is one of the last remaining examples of the type of fallen beings and the consciousness they represent. You will see that within the last century or so, there has been a number of incidents where a nation has been divided, or even where a region has been divided. This is not only a phenomenon of the modern age, since if you go back in history, especially to before recorded history, there has been many examples where there has been created such division that it was necessary to forcefully separate certain people and certain nations. When I say necessary, I do not mean necessary from an ascended perspective, but it seemed necessary from the human perspective. It seemed unavoidable. What I desire to give you is an understanding of the background of this phenomenon. The background is, of course, that there are certain fallen beings, as we have explained, who have an agenda to prove God wrong. And one of the ways they seek to do this is to get human beings on Earth to destroy themselves and each other, thereby making it in their minds, mind you, seem as if free will has failed. For instead of using their free will to rise to higher levels of awareness and reach their ascension, human beings have used their free will to destroy themselves and each other, and maybe even destroying the planet in the process. This is literally the agenda of certain fallen beings who exist in the lower identity realm. They are supported by certain fallen beings in the mental realm, in the emotional realm, and over time, a few fallen beings have been in embodiment. Yet the ones who have taken physical embodiment have not been as powerful as the ones in the identity realm, who have avoided taking embodiment out of simple fear of the consequences of being in a physical body and not being able to escape the physical consequences of what they had set in motion themselves. You need to understand that these beings have absolutely no similarity to the way you see yourselves as spiritual beings or even as human beings. They have absolutely no respect for human beings on Earth. They consider the human beings who embody on Earth to be far below them, to be far inferior to themselves. They consider themselves to be, in a fundamental way, different from human beings. That is why they have absolutely no sympathy or compassion or kinship or respect for human beings or the right of human beings to exercise their free will without interference from any external force. Instead, they believe they have an absolute right to manipulate human beings and to treat them as things, as robots, as mechanical beings who can be manipulated and controlled at their whim. There is, as we have said before, nothing that anyone, ascended or unascended, could say to these beings that would convince them that they are wrong. You cannot reason with them. You cannot appeal to any kind of sympathy. And therefore, there is no power on earth that can stop these fallen beings from doing what they are doing. There is, of course, a power on earth that can stop them from influencing life on earth, and it is free will. Human beings in embodiment can choose not to be influenced by these fallen beings. They can choose not to be manipulated and controlled and deceived. They can choose not to surrender their free will to these fallen beings so that they become unwitting tools for their agenda of destruction. Mother Mary explains in her book that in order to get people to go to war, the fallen beings must find a way to override their natural built-in instinct not to kill your own species. And they have found various ways to do this. But what I wish to discourse with you on is a certain aspect of how they seek to manipulate people into killing each other. This begins, you must understand, with the fallen beings who are in embodiment. You understand that when this planet had reached a low level of consciousness, it became possible that fallen beings would start taking physical embodiment. You now saw a phenomenon that was new on this planet. You saw a situation where the fallen beings who were in embodiment could be directed as robots by the fallen beings in the identity realm. So even if the fallen beings in the identity realm could not take over the minds of human beings in the beginning, they could take over the minds of the fallen beings who had taken embodiment, and thereby they could create specific scenarios that created such suffering among human beings that human beings eventually became open to the influence of these fallen beings in the identity realm. And they now, the fallen beings, saw the opportunity to manipulate human beings into these large-scale insanity exercises that you call war, where you create a state of collective insanity so that groups of people, whether they are belonging to particular religions or nations or ethnic or racial groups, will suddenly use all of the resources they have built up in an all-out effort to destroy whom they see as the enemy. And so you reach a state here that is a complete setting aside of the desire for the survival of the species, the instinct for the survival of the species. And this manipulation begins with the fallen beings in embodiment who act upon and therefore spread the consciousness of superiority. The fallen beings who are in embodiment, although they are not as high ranking or as powerful as the fallen beings in the identity realm, they nevertheless feel superior to the human beings who embody on this planet. They also feel no kinship, they feel no compassion, no respect for life. And therefore, it is very easy for them to act out on this concept of superiority. They believe in the concept, but through their belief in the concept, they are not actually acting on their own. If you could see what I see from the ascended realm, you will see that although there have been many fallen beings in embodiment who truly thought they were powerful as individuals, none of them have actually had much power, for when they acted out on a certain agenda, their minds were taken over and they were literally like robots being directed by the fallen beings in the identity realm. And so the fallen beings in the identity realm have been like the masters who are directing the marionettes, who are pulling on the strings and therefore making the fallen beings in embodiment do their bidding. And so the fallen beings in embodiment have managed to set themselves up as leaders of various societies, and they have then created the idea and spread the idea that their society was superior to any other society or to a specific other society. And if you look at, for example, the fallen beings in one nation, these fallen beings have been completely convinced that they were superior to that other nation that was their enemy. They thought they were acting based on some higher authority because the fallen beings in the identity realm had managed to make the embodied fallen beings believe that they were directed by some divine authority, and it was because of their connection to this authority and their origin in a certain divine way that they were superior to the other group. What they did not realize was that the other group of people were also led by fallen beings in embodiment who had the exact same belief in their own authority and their own divine lineage. They were also deceived and taken over by fallen beings in the identity realm. And it was not two groups of fallen beings in the identity realm, but one group that was directing both of the groups that were against each other on Earth. And so you see how you have had many, many situations where there has been a polarization between two opposing polarities. In the modern age, you have seen it very prominently between the polarity of the communist nations and the polarity of the capitalist nations, or at least the so-called capitalist nations. You have seen it in Nazism against all others, but you have also seen many other examples of two groups that were forming this kind of polarity where there was no way to bring about reconciliation. The mechanism that is used by the fallen beings is therefore, first of all, to introduce this belief in superiority and inferiority. As we have said before, in order for some to be superior, others must be inferior. There must be the contrast between the two, or it is not possible for anyone to feel superior. You cannot raise yourself up above other human beings without putting others down. It cannot be done, for there is no inherent superiority in God's universe. Human beings were not created with some inferior and some superior. All men were created with equal rights and equal worth in the eyes of their Creator, and of course all women as well. When I say men, I refer to both men and women. And so you see, my beloved, all belief that some people are inferior to others is an artificial idea introduced by the fallen beings. There are no exceptions to this whatsoever. There never has been, there is not now, and there never will be. You may have heard that there are certain highly developed spiritual beings called avatars who have taken embodiment on earth, but they do not see themselves as superior to other human beings. Why not? Because they are highly developed spiritually, and therefore they know the oneness of all life. They know that the duality consciousness is completely and complete illusion and has no reality in God whatsoever. Yet once this belief in inferiority and superiority spreads, then what happens is that people come to believe in it. And it is important for you to understand why they come to believe in it. And it is because the fallen beings have first gone through a period where they have created much conflict and strife that has put people down. All of the societies we have talked about, where you had a very rigid structure, a very hierarchical society, where most people were either the peasants or the workers who had little possibility of improving their lives. All such societies have had the purpose of putting the majority of the population down so that they would come to feel inferior. So you see once again that the fallen ones first create an unbalanced situation that makes most human beings feel that they are inferior, that they are not good enough, that there is something wrong with them. Religion has been used very skillfully by the fallen beings to do this, even by the concept you know today, believed by so many Christians, that you were created as sinners, that you were created with an inherent flaw. And so, once the fallen beings have induced this feeling of inferiority, they now offer human beings, or at least certain select human beings, a way out of it. And that is that if they belong to that certain group of people that are led by this certain group of fallen beings, then because they have these superior leaders, they themselves are a superior people compared to the enemy that is over there and is inferior because their leaders are inferior to your own leaders. Their leaders are evil, they are bad, they are working with the dark side, or whatever excuse you can come up with for labeling other people as being wrong or of the devil or aligned with the devil or having a false religion or a false political ideology or whatever it may be. And so you see that once this dynamic has been created where people feel inherently inferior, but they are offered a way out of this inferiority so they can come to feel superior, then you have a built-in conflict where the one empire led by one group of fallen beings see themselves as superior, and they have something, be it a religion or a political ideology or whatever, that they need to spread to the entire planet. And if this can happen, their superiority will be proven, and they will establish some ideal state on earth. But if it cannot happen, then the consequences will be disastrous for the entire earth. And of course, in order for this group to establish their superiority and spread their idea to the entire earth, that other group that is their enemy must first be destroyed. And so you have now the seeds of a conflict between these two groups. And the inferiority-superiority dynamic can now be taken to the next level, where it results in complete and utter fanaticism on both sides of the conflict. Fanaticism is a peculiar state of mind because it is almost the only state of mind known to human beings that can completely override the instinct not to kill your fellow men. As Mother Mary has said, anytime two groups of people go to war, there is fanaticism on both sides. Otherwise, you cannot get people to kill each other at this large scale. You can, on a smaller scale, get people to kill each other as a matter of self-defense. But when it comes to the large scale you see in a war between nations or groups of nations, you cannot get this to work without inducing this state of fanaticism on both sides. And I know very well that many will be reluctant to admit this, and they will point to situations such as the Second World War, and they will say, surely we can see fanaticism in the Nazis, but surely you cannot really mean that the Allied forces also acted from a fanatical state of mind. It has always been so that when there has been a confrontation and one side won, then they have believed in their superiority, that the fact that they won must believe that they are superior, and therefore they could not be as bad as the side that lost. And so if the side that lost was clearly fanatical, then the winners could not be fanatical. But it is a complete illusion. It is a state of delusion that springs from fanaticism, because fanaticism is based on a fundamental mechanism of denial. Psychologists have for a long time now operated with the concept of denial, and it is an outcome of fanaticism, or you may say it is the foundation for fanaticism, but actually both is the case. You cannot enter fanaticism without denying something, such as the humanity of those you see as your enemy. And you cannot deal with fanaticism in the long run without also denying that you are or have been in a fanatical state of mind. Now, my beloved, we have given many, many teachings on the duality consciousness. We have explained how it works psychologically, and the essential element of this state of consciousness is denial. When you go towards one dualistic extreme, you will automatically be able to deny any validity to the other dualistic extreme. The more you go out in an unbalanced extreme, the stronger your denial becomes. And when you look at a scale, you can see that the dualistic consciousness always has two extremes. In between the two extremes, there is a certain gray zone where people may be affected by a dualistic viewpoint, but they have not taken such an extreme position that they have moved too far away from the center point. And so even in the duality consciousness, there is a zone in the middle where people are affected by duality, but they have not gone so far towards either dualistic extreme that they have entered the fanatical mindset. You will see, if you look back at history, how there was a time where all people on earth were affected by the dualistic conflict between communism and capitalism. But there were many people who had not taken such an extreme view that they were in a state of fanaticism. In fact, the majority of the people were still in this zone in the middle where they were not fanatical, and therefore they were not willing to kill from a fanatical state of mind. But then as a conflict heats up and there are two groups that form that see each other as the enemy, and both of them see each other as being in an epic conflict with the other, then more and more people are pulled into the extremes and now enter the fanatical mindset. I know very well that you will look back at the Second World War and say, surely this was started by the Nazis out of pure fanaticism. Anybody can see this. Well, this is just fine that anybody can see this. But what many people do not see today is that in order for there to be an actual war, an all-out war, then those who fought the Nazis also had to enter the fanatical mindset. And there are many people who may be able to see the fanatical mindset on the part of the Russian forces and the Russian leaders. But there are many people who will be reluctant to admit the fanaticism in the minds of the leaders and to some degree the people of the Allied forces, England, America, and others. Nevertheless, I can assure you that when you see what I see from the ascended realm, you see that on the part of both the leaders and many among the people, and certainly many of the people in the armed forces, there was fanaticism present. This has been the case numerous times in history. And so, fanaticism leads to an all-out conflict. And what you have seen within the last century is that the fanatical mindset has led to such severe wars with such severe consequences that many people have begun to wake up and say, we can never more allow this fanaticism to create such a large-scale war. Into this equation must be figured the fact that the technology was released to produce nuclear weapons, so that people could see that if there was a Third World War, it would inevitably be fought with nuclear weapons, and then the consequences would be even more devastating than the first two world wars. And this fear of consequences has, unfortunately, one might say, been one of the factors that has prevented a third world war. And so you see how the process of the mechanics of denial leads people to a state where the only way they can get out of the fanatical mindset is through the school of hard knocks, whereby the fanatical mindset creates such severe consequences that people finally say, we cannot allow this anymore. And so after the Second World War, there was a certain awareness, a certain consciousness that started growing in the world, where as people processed the war and the revelations of the Holocaust and the many atrocities that were committed during the war, there was a certain awareness that we cannot allow this kind of confrontation to ever take place again in our lifetimes. And so what happened here was that in a way, the fallen beings in the identity realm lost some ground. They lost some influence over humanity. And because of the actions of the ascended masters, of certain ascended master students, and a growing awareness among many people on earth, it was possible to bring forth the judgment upon certain beings in the identity realm, and of course certain beings in the other three realms, including the physical. And this meant that there were certain fallen beings that were removed from the earth, which therefore made it less likely that there would be another situation where there was such fanaticism on both sides of a conflict that they were willing to enter an all-out war, even with nuclear weapons, and disregard the consequences. For I trust you can see that when people enter the fanatical mindset, they become so fixated on this goal of destroying the enemy that they are completely unaware or unable to recognize the consequences of this conflict. They disregard, they deny the consequences, and they believe that no matter what the consequences, they must destroy the enemy, for not destroying the enemy will lead to even worse consequences. And so you see that there has been a certain awareness in the world that this cannot be allowed to happen. Nevertheless, this does not mean that all of the fallen beings in the identity realm were removed. And so those that are left have, of course, not given up, but have attempted to manipulate human beings ever since. And what you see is that they have been able to manipulate human beings into creating these divisions. When you look at the situation after the defeat of Nazi Germany, where you had the leaders of England, America, and Russia who met to discuss the future of Europe, you saw how there was the division of Europe between East and West, even the division of Germany into two nations. There was then after the war, the creation of the Iron Curtain that divided Europe for so many years into two separate spheres. Now, my beloved, why did this division come about? It came about because the fallen beings in the identity realm managed to manipulate fallen beings in embodiment into thinking that the only way to avoid a future all-out confrontation was to accept that you had these divisions between communism and capitalism. And instead of having an all-out conflict between the two, it was necessary to reach some kind of agreement to divide the territory between them. And so, unbeknownst to the people in embodiment, they were simply used as tools by the fallen beings in the identity realm. Now, you might say, my beloved, am I hereby saying that Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin were all fallen beings? And yes, that is precisely what I am saying, despite the fact that many will be completely unwilling to acknowledge this, but this is a product of a psychological state that I have talked about and called denial. If you will not see that this was a product of the fallen consciousness and the fallen beings, then how can you move on? How can you escape the manipulation of the fallen beings who ever since the ending of the Second World War have been attempting to manipulate human beings? What was their purpose of creating this division? It was to maintain the state of polarity between two opposite sides, because they were hoping that they could inflate this conflict to a point where, again, fanaticism on both sides had become so strong that the need to destroy the enemy was so big that they were willing to set aside the consequences. And so when you look at the world and the development of the world since then, you see, of course, that there have been other such polarities, other such divisions that have occurred as a result of this division of the world between a communist sphere and a so-called free world. You saw it here in Korea. You saw it in Vietnam. And you have seen other attempts at creating these polarities. And so what you have the opportunity to do, based on this release of light and teaching from me, is that you have the opportunity to call forth the judgment of Christ upon the fallen beings in the identity realm who are creating these divisions based on superiority, based on fanaticism, and a belief that one needs to destroy the enemy regardless of the consequences. This is not only the people here in Korea who have this opportunity, but worldwide. We are giving this teaching here because right now Korea is, of course, a focal point for this type of division, even though it must be said that it is largely one-sided. But you see, of course, this clear fanaticism in North Korea, both among the people, but also among the leadership, where they believe that in order for them to survive, they must fight for their survival regardless of the consequences. And where they are in such a state of denial that they actually think that they could wage a nuclear war if only they had enough weapons and still survive as a nation and still maintain their grip on the nation. They actually, some of them are in such a state of denial, such a state of fanaticism, that they will not acknowledge that North Korea cannot stand against the entire world, cannot defeat or conquer the entire world, and that they would indeed be against the entire world if they used nuclear weapons. And so you can make the calls for the binding of the fallen beings in embodiment who have this state of consciousness, for the binding of the fallen beings in the emotional realm who are also encouraging people to just kill regardless of the consequences. You can call for the binding of the fallen beings in the mental realm who are using sophisticated mental theories to make people believe in these scenarios and also go into denial. And you can, of course, call for the judgment and the binding of the fallen beings in the identity realm who are behind this entire scenario. This is something that it is important for people everywhere to make calls on, because it is absolutely necessary that some of you in embodiment will ratify and call forth the judgment that I will now pronounce upon these fallen beings in all four levels of the material realm. And therefore, I, Sanatkumara, by the authority given to me by the cosmic hierarchy of light, I pronounce the judgment of Sanatkumara upon the fallen beings in the identity realm, in the mental realm, in the emotional realm, and in physical embodiment, who are behind this attempt to create a state of fanaticism that leads to the desire and the actions to destroy an enemy regardless of the consequences for oneself, for the enemy, or for humanity or the planet as a whole. These fallen beings are judged this day from the perspective of the ascended masters. And this alpha action is therefore sent forth to your level of you who are into physical embodiment, where you have the opportunity to ratify and affirm it and therefore anchor it in the physical octave so that it will be a manifest reality in all four octaves, and so that we can therefore clear away these dark forces, these fallen beings from this planet, and therefore overcome this major block to the manifestation of a golden age, where indeed fanaticism based on inferiority and superiority is a major block to the manifestation of a golden age and has been a major block in many past scenarios where a golden age was ready to be manifest, but was blocked by this fanaticism. There has even been cases where a golden age was manifest and it was destroyed by the emergence of the fanatical mindset. And so by the judging of these fallen beings and the consciousness behind them, we can make major progress towards setting the people on this planet free from the fanatical mindset, whereby they can step back and reconnect to who they are as spiritual beings. And when you reconnect to who you are as a spiritual being, you will be able to rise above the entire inferiority, superiority mechanics. You will know that you have no need to feel superior compared to other people for the simple reason that you have no need, no reason to feel inferior within yourself. And therefore, you do not need to compensate for the inner sense of inferiority by creating the illusion of an outer state of superiority. You can instead accept who you are. You can accept your fellow human beings for who they are. And you can see that you are all spiritual beings who came from the same source. This then is a significant dispensation, a significant turning point for the opportunity of the evolutions of this planet to be free to do what so many, what the mass majority of the people on this planet truly desire to see, namely an age of peace, progress, and prosperity. My beloved, there is no human being who would reject the abundant life if they truly believed it was possible to have it. What can prevent them from believing that it is possible for them to have the abundant life? Only the state of mind of fanaticism that causes them to go into denial of what has been said by so many times, for example, by Jesus when he said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." You can deny this only to a state of fanaticism. But when you overcome this, you know that it is actually true. It is God's and the ascended master's good pleasure to give you a golden age of peace, prosperity, and progress. And therefore, it is indeed our good pleasure to support our beloved brother, Saint Germain, in manifesting his golden age for Earth.